Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. In a joint statement Monday, the U.S. and Russia said that under the plan, parties involved in the conflict would limit any use of force to situations such as responding in self-defense. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced the breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura, where he arrived the day before for meetings with politicians and civil society groups.
I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government, ruling party or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue.
You can read more details on Mr. Bond's visit at voanews.com. A water crisis in India's capital will take up to 2 weeks to fix, according to authorities Tuesday, as taps ran dry days after protesters sabotaged a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. Jet caste groups called off their protest Monday after the government in the northern state of Haryana accepted their demands following days of riots, arson, and looting that saw thousands of troops deployed. This is VOA News. Supporters of Apple and its objection to helping the FBI break into an iPhone used by a mass shooter are planning protests in more than 40 cities Tuesday, including at the FBI's headquarters in Washington. A digital rights group called Five for the Future is organizing the events at Apple stores in such places as New York, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Hong Kong, and London. They say it's critically important to support efforts to keep personal information safe. U.S. authorities want Apple's help to unlock a phone used by Syed Rizwan Farouk, who, along with his wife, killed 14 people last year in San Bernardino, California. Greek police have begun removing hundreds of migrants from a camp at the country's border with Macedonia after they pleaded for the border to be reopened Monday. The migrants, most of them from Afghanistan, were placed on buses bound for the Greek capital of Athens early Tuesday, where they will be housed in an army-built camp. Thousands of migrants have been encamped since Macedonia imposed tighter restrictions on migrants seeking to enter the country.
The border is closed against Afghan people. And when we asked to leave us to cross the border, they said this is temporary. But it's been 4 days that we are in here.
And now we turn our attention to Fiji, where authorities there are still trying to reach remote areas of the archipelago Tuesday to assess the scale of damage after a powerful cyclone tore through the Pacific Island nation, killing at least 29 people. There are fears the death toll could rise as communication resumes with smaller islands where thousands of people live in tin or wooden shacks and low-lying areas. This resident says help is still very much needed.
We need help at the moment, especially the clothes and food, because we are running out of food at the moment.
Aerial footage of damaged buildings show whole village flattened and flooded after the tropical cyclone Winston tore through late on Saturday. Authorities in Singapore say they have deported four Indonesians who were allegedly traveling to Syria to join with Islamic State forces. The four were arrested Sunday and deported to Indonesia's Batam Island. The city-state's Ministry of Home Affairs say they informed their counterparts in Indonesia that the men were being sent back. A passenger train derailed in northeastern Netherlands Tuesday after it collided with a hydraulic crane, leaving one person dead and 10 injured, according to local officials. The accident happened about 40 kilometers from the German border. Television images showed pictures of several carriages lying on their side next to fields as emergency staff worked nearby. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.